Hello and welcome to episode 24 of the UFO Cast as Captain Scarlet, Flight 104, or in actual fact, Flight IO4, because they use the I from that font rather than the 1. But that's all by the by. As I said last week, this was another episode that I had no recollection of whatsoever, and even watching it again this time, very little of it seemed familiar in any way. I think it, therefore, is one of those episodes that I didn't see on original broadcast, and when I say original broadcast, I mean when it was repeated in the 90s for people like me, and that I've therefore only seen it once before on DVD. Now, obviously, being forgettable could mean that it's terrible, as with some of the other episodes we've had, but this is actually quite a good episode, I found. I think it doesn't quite hang together at the end, but there's lots of interesting stuff. The whole idea of having reporters on the trail of a story. There's an element of world building going on in that it's still not entirely clear what role Spectrum plays in the world. It's still not entirely clear quite how aware of the Mysteron threat your average person is. It seems to be that there's an element of secrecy there. And you wonder at the end what story they're actually going to print. I mean, it's interesting that it breaks the format, really, in that nobody is Mysteronized. One assumes at the beginning that the reporters are going to be killed by Captain Black and become Mysteron agents, but that doesn't happen. And again, the taking over the aircraft is that weird. Captain Black looks at it and it becomes powered by the Mysterons, which is a form of control that it turns out you can break if the Mysterons fly you over a power station, which is, again, an interesting facet. Captain Scarlet showing up as a shadow on a photograph. I don't know whether we've had that established before. Obviously, it's been well established that a Mysteron under an X-ray looks like a normal black and white photo, but I'm not sure we've had it established that a normal photograph of a Mysteron, or in this case a recovered Mysteron, just leaves a hole in the photograph, which is interesting. But they do seem to be aware that that is what will happen. The setup in this of there's going to be this conference, it's going to be about returning to Mars, and that plot thread is just left dangling. We don't hear about what actually happens at the conference in the end, but there's an element of trying to progress the story in a way that shows of this era don't often do. You're mostly just left reset at the end of the episode. So, and I know that there is something of a follow up to that, because my continuity notes say that this story has to appear before Noose of Ice, because that is about fueling of the rockets that are going to go back to Mars, I believe. I will get to that in 3 episodes' time. So another nice little bit of I suppose, ongoing storyline. Again, it's a shame that never ultimately gets resolved, but at least it's dropped into this. So I quite enjoyed this one, having forgotten pretty much everything about it. I mean, I think the climax is a little dull. What else was it going to be, I suppose, other than Captain Scarlet flies the plane and crashes and dies and saves everybody else. Overall, a pretty good entry in the Captain Scarlet canon. As far as episode order goes, again, this lands very similarly on DVD at episode 23, 26 on VHS, so sort of at the sort of three-quarter mark, as this episode is. New Mysteron powers. Well, I've already alluded to the fact that electrical power cancels out their power. It's more of a defeat of Mysteron powers. And we've already talked about the Captain Scarlet photograph thing, which I think is new. Please email me in if I have already covered this in a previous episode, but I don't think I have. I think this is a new thing that Mysterons do not show up on photographs. Mysterons still at large. Well, there aren't any, because there are, well, apart from Captain Black, but he's a sort of given, because there are no new Mysteron agents or craft. It's all Captain Black's mind powers. Is this a win or a loss? This is definitely another win for Spectrum. And as we've said, there will be no Mysteron puppets added to the gallery this week. So join me next time for Codename Europa, which I think is the one with the electronics dude. But again, I remember very little about it. So we will see how that goes next time.